Shalom Aleichem, everyone, and welcome as we prepare for Shabbos Parsha Vayechi. This week I'd like to share with you two short thoughts and then one major idea. First, let's start with the short thoughts. Parsha Vayechi has, of course, in this major event, the brachos to lead children to the Shabbos. When we read the parsha and you come to Reuven, your heart goes out. Reuven is criticized. On the other hand, Yehuda, or Aryeh Yehuda, the Terf Ben Yalisa, Yehuda is commended for his greatness. Here is something which would trouble any thinking person. What is the praise of Yehuda, Mi Terf Ben Yalisa? From Yosef's death, or what Yaakov had thought that Yosef had died, Alisa, you have risen. Rashi says, Mi Masha Chashachadet. Yehuda, you're a hero. I thought you were guilty with the incident of Yosef. Alisa, and you've gone up in Darga. You're wonderful. You're great. Isn't that wonderful? 1 minute. That's the way I remember the story. The way I remember it, it was Reuven who saved Yosef's life. He's the one that said, Yod al tish l'chubai. Reuven was the great one. The Gemara in Makis Tafiyot says, Zacha Reuven limanes ha'atzolot chila, neshu pasach ha'atzolot chila. The Gemara in Makis Tafiyot credits Reuven for the rescue of Yosef. Yehuda, va'yehuda, va'yered Yehuda, says that after the incident of the selling of Yosef, Yehuda went down. Rashi says, Achav pirshu mimenu. What's going on here? Reuven's criticized. Yehuda is commended. For what? The Terf and the Alista. And in fact, it was Reuven that did the Hatzalah. Yehuda had a small hand, but Yehuda was not the Matzil. It's really a pillar of the Kasha is a strong Kasha. Ulai, perhaps, the Kavana is the following. What happened with the selling of Yosef was not wonderful for anybody. Not for Reuven, not for Yehuda. It was not an incident for which any of the Shvatim ought to be commended. The Teref Bani Alisa. After you had a disastrous involvement in the selling of Yosef, Alisa, subsequently, Alisa, you went up in Darga, you became greater. As Rashi says, Yehuda was commended for the Meister of Tamar as well. Not for the Meister of Tamar, of course, but Alisa. From the fact that if Yehuda was knocked down, and if Yehuda was the Yehuda Yehuda, Mitachecha, Alisa, he went up. The Gemara says, regarding Yehuda, that Yehuda was Chayzer B'tshuva Tchila. That Yehuda went up in Darga. As the Gemara says in Makis Yud Aleph, Mi Goram Reuven Sheyaida, Yehuda. Who caused Reuven to be Maida on his fate of Chilal Yitzvay Aviv? Yehuda's action. So that is true. In the incident of selling Yosef, the greatness was not in Yehuda. If anything, it was in Reuven. But Yaakov was not commending them for what happened then. He was commending Yehuda, Alisa, Meteref Bani, from the shameful incident of Teref Bani. Alisa, later you went up. You like this Teref? Good. If you don't, I tell you, you've got to come up with something else. Because this certainly is a kasha which is problematic. Book number two. Poker Yitzchak Hashem Eskan. At the end of the parasha, we're told that Klai Yisrael will be redeemed. And Rashi says, Mestura B'yadam, Stibinzu Mestura B'yadam. The stimmel was given over to the Jews that the Goyel will come with the language of Yifkoit. That's the key word. The language of Yifkoit, that's a sign that the Goyel is truly from God. Rabban says, in 1 minute, if that's a sign and everybody knows about it, then it's not much of a sign. Anybody who wants to be a phony Goyel could just use the language of Hakad Yifkoit. That's the Rabban's catch. The Pachad Yitzchak in Amari Pesach, actually in the original Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, Maimer Pei Beis answers his kasha. But he answers it with the Hagdama of an important yisbayis for anybody who learns now. And that is in regard. regard to the Nevi'eh Sheker among Klal Yisrael. The Nevi'eh Sheker were not out-and-out hoodlums that came and said they were Nevi'im. Who's going to believe them anyway? If someone's not a Baal Madrega, who's going to believe that someone's a Navi? The Nevi'eh Sheker were people that really believed they had Nevuah. They thought they had Nevuah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Tes, as Rav Putner brings, says it's possible to be a Navi Sheker Ba'ineis, where a person is even guiltless, he really thinks it's so. Those are the Nevi'eh Sheker. Here, the simon is not made for what's all going to come along. This simon was made for the fear that there would be people in Klal Yisrael who so desired to Geula, that they would think that they're the Goyim, that they would come as Nevi'eh Sheker. The Kaddish Baruch Hu guaranteed that type of Einus will not happen with the Lashon of Pakeh Yivkai. It will not happen. The Kaddish Baruch Hu controls. And that was the guarantee of Pakeh Yivkai being the same. So these are two ideas related to the parasha. My third discussion today, I'd like to talk about something absolutely fundamental. Absolutely fundamental for the learning and understanding of the words of Tanakh. In the Sefer Pshutei Shalmikra, he calls the Shaila HaMadrida Kol Loimdei Tanakh, a question with which anybody who learns Tanakh should be busy. This has to do with the formation of certain words in the Torah. We've just gone through Parashiyos. Vayetzei, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Vayigash, and Vayechi, five of the last six parashiyos, which began with words in past tense that start with Vav Yud. Now let me explain. Everyone knows Vayomer means, and he said, Vayomer is past tense. We also know that the word Yomer, or Yidaber, or Yechi, is Lashon Osed, it's future tense. Yetzei, Yishlach, Yeshev. They're all future tense. That Vav is called the Vav HaMahapech. The Vav which changes the word from past tense to future, from future tense to past tense, is the Vav HaMahapech. A Vav which changes the word around. That Vav always has a Patach under it. Vayakam and Melechadosh. Yakam is future. Vayakam is past tense. Yakam is Melel. Yakam, Vayakam is Melra. At any rate, I don't want to get into Melel Merah. I know it confuses people, but the point is that in Hebrew, there are past tense words, which are future tense, future words, which by the Vav become past tense, and the Torah uses this type of form for past tense most of the time. Now, there are words for past tense, which are very simple. Yada, he knew, past tense. Yashav, Yatza, Sholach. There are words in past tense, which are simple words, what we'll call Avar Pashtut. Simple past tense words. And then there are past tense words which happened in the past. I'll start with Vav Yud. What's the difference between them? The answer lies in Rashi any place. And the simple answer is the following. Now when we're talking about the distant past, we're talking about something that happened a while ago. That's called in English past perfect. Something which happened prior to the last incident, happened a while ago. Then we used Avar Pashut, Yoda, Omar. When we're describing something which just happened right now, then we say, Vayema V'yadaver. Whatever the narrative is, it just took place. Now I'll give you a perfect example. In Masechtas Bava Kamma, we have a Daf Tzadik Beis. Menorah Nosa Damar Rabbanan. And the Bakish Rachna Malchaveira. It would start by saying Davo Nenatzvilam. How do we know that if someone davens for someone else, he's answered first? Me'acha. By Yisbalel Avram Elolakim, the Yerapi Elakim is Avi Melech Vesbishtei. Avram prayed by Yerapi Elakim, and God healed Avi Melech Vesbishtei. The Pasuk after that says that aspiration of Yudzayim. In the beginning of Perakov Aleph, it says, Hashem pakad es Zara, kasher amar. Hashem remembered Zara and carrying the child. It doesn't say, Vayitzakeid Hashem es Zara, it says Hashem pakad es Zara. So the Gemara says that, Hu nenet chila, Zara was held before Avimelech. And then it says Hashem pokad Sparo. How do you know that Sparo was healed first? The answer is, Vayirape is the Vav HaMahapech past tense. That means it happened now, now in the narrative. Hashem pokad Sparo, that's past perfect. Hashem pokad Sparo is the distant past, before Vayirape Elokim Esavi Melech. But if you're careful and look at Rashi and Chumash, see that Rashi says this in Chumash on numerous occasions. For example, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, Ha'odam Yoda Eschava Yishtai. Should say, Vayoda Odam Eschava Yishtai. No, it says Ha'odam Yoda, the simple past tense. Says Rashi, Kvar Koidim in Yishamayla. That what's being described in Perek Dalet, Ha'odam Yoda Eschava Yishtai, took before, took place before what happened in Perek Gimel. Further back in time. So Yoda, the simple past tense, means it took back, it took place much earlier. Vav Yod, the future tense, which is switched to past, is it just happened, just now. And this is something which really answers kashas in a number of places. I'll read you from the Meshech Chachma, Devarim Yud Yud. The pasuk says, "Maish Rabbeinu Tov Kol Yisrael." That after they sinned, "Vayishma Hashem Elai Gam Bapam Hahi." Hashem listened to me. Lo Yova Hashem Hashdech. Hashem did not want to destroy. Look up. Gemara Brachas Lamed Vav says this is a marshal to a king who was angry at his son. He did not want to punish his son, so he begged his friend, "Please, you intervene and be the one that begs for mercy." So too, Hashem did not want to destroy. And he therefore used Moshe to be the one to take from us. Kasha says, how do you know? Says the Meshach. Maybe Hashem would have destroyed Kal Yisrael. And it was Moshe's prayers which intervened. Answers the Meshach based on our rule. Vayishma Hashem Elai Dam Bapamehi. Vayishma. It's taking place now as the narrative is being told. Hashem listened to me at that time. Like Ova Hashem Hashisecha, Ova, that's the future, that's the distant past. Like Ova Hashem Hashisecha, Ova is a simple past expression. Hashem did not want to destroy you. Like Ova Hashem Hashisecha, going back into the past, even before my tefillah. Another example. In Parshat Chayestara, we find that Eliezer said, Vayomer Basmi At, he said to Rivka, whose daughter are you? For 1 minute. He had already given her a gift. The Rashi says, La'acha shenasan la sha'ala. First he gave her the gift. Then he asked, who are you? Show your betwach. This was Shalom Avraham. Because he was sure this was the right one. Later, when Eliezer relates the narrative to Lavan and Bethuel, he switches the order. He says, Ve'esh alay sevoy rebas mi'at. First I asked, who are you? And then, V'asim nezim al'apa l'tmidim al yodah. And then I gave her a gift. But Rashi has to say that Eliezer lied. He switched the order, because otherwise they would not believe him. Ibn Ezra is matmiya on Rashi. Does Rashi need to do this? Why not say that Eliezer did things in the normal, natural order, in the regular order? And, as Rashi said many times, what was said later had taken place earlier, like it says Hashem Tokad Asara, and we say that it took place earlier. Like it says, Hodam Yada Ashava, and we know it took place earlier. This is Ibn Ezra's passion. Vita Vareinu is very good. And this is explained as a beautiful face of Pshutei Shel Mikra, Chela Zeis, on page 34 and on. He has an Arichus on this topic. And he says that because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Basmiat, it couldn't have been in the distant past before the previous night. It had to be in the immediate past. So I'm telling you tonight, it's just a rule in Dikduk. Omar, past tense, means a while ago. Vayoymar, Vayedaber, is taking place now as the story is told. Naturally, the question that begs an answer is why is the Hebrew language set up this way? Why are these two forms? And for that, there's an extraordinary insight, but not for today. For today, I'd like you to know the rule. And I think as you look around, you'll see that there are many parashas in Torah, many occasions of the Torah, which work out absolutely well based on this rule. For example, in Shema, in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Dalet, you have Pasuk Aleph, and then Pasuk Yud Dalet twice. So this rule will be helpful. Let me end with a question. This disturbed me greatly. This week's Parsha, Ephraim Menashe, merit a tremendous bracha. What's the blessing of Ephraim Menashe? The Choy of Baruch Yisrael. The Jews will forever say Yisim Chelekim Kephraim Menashe. I agree. It's a wonderful thing for Ephraim Menashe. But I don't understand. When we bless our daughters, we say Yisim Chelekim Kistara Rivka Rachel Aleya. We bless them, they should be like the Emais. Were enough of this week's Parsha, we would say to our sons, Yisim Chelekim Kavram Yisbat Viyakais. So let me ask you, isn't it better to bless your children? They should be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were greater than Ephraim and Menashe. But here, because Ephraim and Menashe have this course, bang, we're knocked down, and we have to stay Yisrael Chalakim, Ephraim and Menashe. Why should we suffer to give them this course? Wow. Someone commented that Ephraim and Menashe were the first brothers not to fight. And a parent wants to bless his children, they not get into a fight. Tongue-in-cheek, interesting possibility, but somehow not a satisfying answer. If you've got one, that's a question. I'd love to hear it. And with that, I wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Cult.